This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
You know, I really hate to say that we were right about the things that are happening today in America, but this escalating violence, those of you who've been following my work for quite some time, you know I've been warning about this and that the warnings were eerily accurate. I warned about a coming wave of bombings and shootings and violence, and we're seeing that unfold, this increased tribalism and extreme hatred that's being pushed mostly by the left-wing media, I would say. It's just whipping up hatred against Trump and essentially celebrating violence and any means that are necessary to overthrow the president and silence conservatives and so on. Things are becoming so radicalized and so dangerous, but we saw this coming. And in fact, I've predicted on numerous occasions, you probably know, a civil war coming. Now, there's a very important video I just posted. It's called Will Trump Declare the Midterm Elections a Fraud? And you can see this video at Brighteon.com, or I've posted a story about it up at naturalnews.com. You can check it out there. And it asks the question, will Trump declare the midterm elections a fraud if the Democrats take the House? And that video asserts that the midterm elections have already been stolen, in effect, by this collusion between the left-wing tech giants, which have selectively silenced pro-Trump and conservative voices over the last 2 years, combined with the left-wing media, which has been 92% coverage negative toward President Trump and those who support him. On top of that, you've got massive voter fraud because you still have illegal aliens voting in U.S. elections. We don't yet have a national voter ID law, which we desperately need to protect our democracy from fraud. And then you've got all of the local threats and violence and operatives who are trying to overthrow the election. There were shots fired into a Republican headquarters, a campaign headquarters. I think that was in Florida, if I'm not mistaken, but it was widely reported in the conservative news, but not in the left-wing media. And of course, you've got hundreds of death threats against the president still on Twitter, and you can find them on Facebook and so on. And isn't it interesting that the tech giants are not banning anyone on the left who's calling for the murder of the president, but they ban people who call for supporting the president? So that's what it has come to in America today. And the reason I mention all this and why you should watch that video is, well, a couple of things that almost nobody seems to have noticed. Number one, because of the Honduran migrant caravan heading to the U.S. border, Trump has already declared a national emergency. And as you may know, under a national emergency, the president has extraordinary powers and essentially concentrates the power of the military in the hands of the executive, which is, of course, the president himself. Secondly, the president has already ordered the Pentagon to deploy over 5,000 troops to the U.S. border. So we already have the military being deployed to the U.S. border to stop the invasion of America. So this is essentially, we have entered sort of quietly, no one seems to be talking about this, we've entered into a war phase, or at least a national defense phase using the military. And part of that deployment of 5,000 plus troops, by the way, is military helicopters. So you've got military equipment and personnel, and they're setting up razor wire barriers to stop these illegals from invading the country. And who knows, that could escalate into some kind of a shooting engagement. We hope not, but it could. So things are really escalating along the border. And now the election is not far away, the midterm elections. And if the Democrats fail to take the House of Representatives, even though currently I put that still at a 50-50 shot, basically, that's my personal assessment, I'm not certain which way this is going to go. It's a coin toss as far as I'm concerned at the moment. But if they fail to take the House, then it's clear to me that Democrats are going to resort to all-out terrorism, violence, and civil war type of tactics, guerrilla tactics, to because at that point, they're lost. They've lost completely. They have no way to impeach the president. They have no way to pursue political power for their aims. If the American people reject the Democrats in this election, the Democrat Party is basically finished. You've got African Americans walking away from the party. You've got gay people walking away from the party. Democrat Party is imploding, and they want to run Hillary Clinton for president again, for God's sake. You talk about, I don't know, the Crypt Keeper candidate. It's like that. There's your worst Halloween nightmare right there, is the zombie of Hillary Clinton rising out of the grave and running for president again. Oh my, what a fiasco that would be. But no matter what happens, this is my point. I've looked at this thing from every different angle. No matter what happens in the election, eventually this ends up in a kind of civil war. I don't see it as being avoidable anymore because the left has gone utterly insane and they've proven time and time again that they are incompatible with civil society. They simply cannot coexist with reasonable people in a democracy. They cannot. They're incapable of it. They don't honor the outcome of elections unless they win. They cannot be civil. Even Hillary Clinton said, we can't be civil unless we start winning elections. They're violent, deranged lunatics, and if they lose this midterm election, they're going to go into an activation mode. You're going to see bombings. You're going to see an increase in bombings and violence and radicalism, probably ending in the arrest of CNN traitors. And I've said for a long time that the journo terrorists who are pretending to be journalists, but they're actually anti-American terrorists and communists, that they need to be arrested anyway. And so after the midterm elections, you're going to see mass arrests of the deep state criminals inside the Democrat Party. And depending on what the media does, you may start to see arrests of the journo terrorists who are working inside CNN and other anti-America media outlets such as the Washington Post, which is run by traitors, actual traitors who are unindicted criminals and should be arrested and should be imprisoned. So there's a lot that's going to coalesce here in just the days and months ahead. But in almost every outcome, I don't see America averting some kind of civil war. So be prepared. I guess that's been my message all along, and I really hate to be right about the escalating violence and what we're seeing unfold right now, but it's inevitable. I mean, I could see it so clearly. You know, a year and a half ago, it was very easy to see that we would be where we are right now, and it's only going to get worse before it gets resolved. So, if you want to stay informed, read my website. You know, civilwar.news is one, but most importantly, be prepared. Be prepared for violence to come to you, to your church, to your synagogue. Remember, the synagogue shooter was a Trump hater and a Jew hater, both. Be prepared in your neighborhood, in your home. Be ready for violence to come to you because the left is going to bring it to you. And you need to be prepared. I saw an article from, I think it was Roger Simon over at PJ Media. And he said, this is one Jewish boy that's buying a gun. You know, good for him. And he explained that he's been philosophically pro-gun his entire life, but he's never owned a gun. And after that Jewish synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, he just said, you know what? I'm going to get armed up. I'm telling all my Jewish friends to get armed. And I have the same message. You know, there's an organization called Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO. And their argument, which is totally valid, is, after the Holocaust, you know, never again will we give up our guns to some tyrannical government regime because they will mass murder us. And that's absolutely correct. If you don't arm up, they're going to come mass murder you, no matter whether you're Jewish or not. You can just be a Trump supporter. They want to kill you. You could just be a white person. The left is now anti-white. They want to murder people for being white. It's insane. They want to murder men for being men. They're at this point, they're mobbing and attacking Trump supporters in public. And so the violence is probably going to come to you. And you better be ready for it. You better be armed where it's legal, of course, but also have safety training and firearms training. And I thank God that over the last 5 years, I've literally put in thousands of hours of training on tactical firearms use, you know, handgun, combat, rifle combat, long range shooting. I guess this is a little bit of a brag, but I now routinely shoot at 1,000 yards and hit the target. Not every time. The wind calls are very difficult at 1,000 yards. I'm not an expert at wind. That takes many years to get good at, but I can hit targets at 1,000 yards. I hit steel targets, by the way. I'm not a hunter. I don't shoot deer. I shoot steel. But I just think, I thank God that I saw this coming and saw the importance of getting trained, because I don't know where all this is going, but those of us who are calling for peace and civility and due process and law and order, we are being outshouted by the deranged lunatic mobs of the left, and they are calling for blood and calling for violence. And if they bring violence to us, then we will have to answer that in the defense of law enforcement and the defense of law and order and the defense of innocent lives. We will have to answer the violence with self-defense. So that day is probably coming. Sad to say, it's probably coming. So I'm just telling you, be ready. I'm as ready as can be. Not hoping for it, not calling for it. Don't want to see it happen. But if it does happen, at least I know I can operate with the confidence to protect the lives of the innocent and stop the violent, deranged, lunatic mobs of the left that despise democracy, that hate America, and that want to enslave us all, take away all our guns and enslave us. So, thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.